AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The House Judiciary Committee will soon be reviewing some of the evidence from the special counsel's Russia report.
Interview notes, first-hand accounts of misconduct, and other critical evidence.
Chairman Gerald Nadler says they reached a deal with the Justice Department before holding the Attorney General in contempt of Congress. The committee did call former White House counsel John Dean from the Nixon administration to testify.
Dean was Nixon's White House counsel and says the Watergate report was a roadmap for congressional investigators. There's a similarity with the Russia report.
Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
Democrats opened hearings aimed at getting more attention on the Mueller report. President Trump's dismissing Dean.
Been a loser for many years.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A longtime gynecologist at UCLA has been taken into custody on sexual assault charges. Dr. James Heap worked at the university for about 30 years. A California jury's convicted a suspect in the 2010 killings of a former business partner and his wife and two young sons, burying their bodies in a remote desert area.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Charles Ray Merritt, guilty of the offense of murder in the first degree.
Merritt owed money to victim Joseph McStay. An armed suspect was killed in a shootout with police in Oklahoma City. They say that he had earlier fired shots at several cars on a highway. Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz will be treated in Boston for the gunshot wounds that he suffered this weekend in the Dominican Republic. His former team provided an air ambulance to bring Ortiz to Boston. Investigators say an experienced helicopter pilot flying for a real estate firm crashed at the top of a New York City skyscraper. The building had to be evacuated. The pilot died. This is AP Radio News. A St. Louis judge is allowing the state's lone abortion clinic to stay open for now.
The ruling extends an earlier order blocking the state from allowing the St. Louis facility's license to lapse. Last month, the Missouri Health Department declined to renew the license, citing concerns about patient safety, failed surgical abortions, and legal violations. Planned Parenthood says the move is part of an effort by an anti-abortion administration to eliminate the procedure in Missouri. The judge says the ruling does not determine whether the license should be approved or denied, but orders the health department to decide on renewal by June 21st. I'm Ben Thomas.
If you've been dozing off in front of the TV or sleeping with the lights on, you could be packing on the pounds. Researchers say that having light instead of sleeping will affect your metabolic cycle. Joey Logano has won his second NASCAR Cup Series race of the season in overtime. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP Radio News.